107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. On the air and streaming audio around the universe at 107.7theisland.com. Thanks for being here. Fransman in the chair. Lori Lou over there. You over here.
I did.
You lowered the lights.
I turned the light out there.
Are you looking for romance?
No.
I'm a married man, Peg.
I'm just trying to save the station some money. And
no, that's not why. Was there a reflection or something?
No.
On your phone?
No, nobody was here. Nobody is here out there, so I just...
Oh, you don't have to... I love it dark in here. Nobody else seems to understand why.
Well,
but
you're the one who turned the light on, so...
I just thought it was weird that, like, we're about to go live on air, and you stood up from what looked like a very busy activity over there, and you got up to shut a light.
I was... just looking at my phone, and then I went to get a piece of paper so I could write my question down. And I'm like, well, since you was up, I'm going to turn the light
on. We covered some good trivia this morning.
We did. We did. That was bad.
We covered the It's I Love Lucy Day. The original show was on radio called My Favorite Husband. Lucy's maiden name was McGillicuddy. And we had a brain fart with... a brain cramp, let's call it.
Yeah.
With what Lucy and Ricky's last name were.
Unbelievable. I don't know.
Lucy and Ricky Ricardo.
Duh.
Oh, hello, Fred.
Everybody knows that. Everybody.
And then in the 8 o'clock, just a little while ago, we had ALF trivia. What does ALF stand for? Remember the show ALF? It's an acronym. It stands for Alien Life Form. But then you had one that I couldn't come up with.
Yeah. What name did he go by? And why did he need a name? I can't remember why he needed a name. Was he writing a book or something? But his name that he went by was Gordon Shumway. Yeah.
Now, another good trivia question would be, do they say what planet he was from?
Are you joking with me right now?
No.
Melmac.
Like, that's supposed to be sin. You act like I can't.
I know it. It's funny because it's like and everybody thinks it's funny when I go, everybody knows this. And it's that kind of a question.
Were you a bully in high school?
No, not at all. I'm a kind of a bully now to you. But
well, verbally you are. Like, you're verbally pushing me into the lockers and knocking my lunch out of my hand.
I love it. Pretty soon, I'm going to flush your head in the toilet.
They call that a swirly, don't they?
A swirly. I'm going to give you a swirly.
Why do I know that?
Oh, that's funny.
Not that it has never happened to me, thank God. I would have murdered somebody.
No, I don't.
Not putting my head in the toilet. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. Speaking of gigs, next month, I'm doing a family night for Walnut Junior High. That was my junior high school, so that'll be kind of fun. I haven't stepped foot in that school for years.
Do you think anybody is still there from your junior high days?
No. Oh, my gosh. It was the early 80s.
Well, there might be an old crotchy principal walking around.
No. I'm positive. No. Ugh. You
know what's frightening to think about? You know, we all have our experiences in school. We were little kids. We were in school. We were high schoolers. We were in school. Now that we're this age, to go revisit that and see, like, the principal is younger than us.
Oh, yeah.
I remember had a principal from some school. He saw my office, and I have a wall of albums. And the principal's younger, considerably younger than me, which is weird because principals
are old men.
He commented on the tickets on my wall. He said, I love your tickets.
Yeah.
He doesn't know whether they're albums. He didn't know what an album was. It's not his fault, but everybody's younger now. Yeah. You ever watch TV? Everybody's younger than us.
Well, like just people that were on TV shows that, you know, like Andy Griffith was probably, you know, in his 30s. thought he was so old. You know, things like that.
When did this segment go from trivia to depressing?
Well, it never really started at trivia, so.
It did.
Not my stuff. But anyway, so, nice. That was, somebody's calling already. Look at that. They're getting
We're running a little long. You have a Sailor screen printing.
Yes.
T-shirt.
Oh, were you waiting for me?
Well, I had a little brain cramp, but you could have kicked in.
Oh, I didn't know what was happening.
You were going to give a T-shirt away, right?
CPR. Yes. Are we doing that already? I want to talk about my last week.
Well, we got to ask the question.
Okay.
And why don't we ask the question, put it out there, and then we'll take a break and come back, talk about your week, and then we'll see if we get a winner.
Okay. And what I have coming up. All right. Here it is. Ready? I'm kidding. All right. What word that means beer enthusiast was added to Webster's Dictionary in 2018? What word that means beer enthusiast was added to Webster's Dictionary in 2018?
Call now. Good luck. You want one of these? You do not want one of these. Get it right. Be the first one to do it and win a custom Sailor screen printed one-man party in the morning.
Limited edition.
GI trivia. And it comes in a variety of comfort colors.
Comfort colors.
That is a mouthful.
I know, it is.
From now on, can we just say call? We'll give you a t-shirt.
Yeah, we'll give you a t-shirt.
398-9000. Come on, bro. Look at this t-shirt. I'm going to save this for later. This is something special. Call now. Good luck. 398-9000 is my number. Quit your jibber
jabber. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
I got the I Love Lucy song stuck in my head.
I know you do. Whistling.
Hey, good morning, the island. What is your name?
This is Sherry.
Sherry, welcome to the huge broadcast.
Thanks.
Is it Sherry, S H E R R I?
It's Sherry, C H E R I. Mm.
Sherry, we've spoken before.
We have.
I was with Lori. Yeah, I've asked you.
Another one.
Uh-huh.
Another what?
She said she went to school with me.
Oh, really? Was she a bully?
No.
She's a bully. She's a bully now, I can tell you.
To you.
I have something to do with you, though. I'm not sure.
Oh, he's so irritating. Irritating.
I didn't say that.
I did.
Oh, it was you that said that? I didn't notice. I heard you both in the room and in the headphones. Sherry, for a custom screen printed from Sailor screen print, just for a free t-shirt, a one-man party, a little GI trivia Lori t-shirt in a comfort. Lori has a question, a trivia question for you. Just repeat the question, please.
All right. What word that means beer enthusiast was added to the Webster's Dictionary in 2018?
Hophead.
That is correct.
Hophead. Never would have got that. Congratulations, Sherry.
Sherry, are you...
I definitely had to look it up.
Sherry, tell me what Sherry you are.
I'm Sherry Swanson.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Sherry Swanson.
I think you were 88.
Uh-huh.
I was 89.
Yeah. That was with Pam. Yeah. Pammy was 89.
And you're sure she never pushed you into the lockers?
No.
Ever. No, I think she was more involved in, like, the drama and the stuff and the academics.
No.
Too much of a bully.
No, I wasn't involved in any of that stuff.
I just pictured.
You weren't?
No.
I thought you were.
No, I did nothing. I did no extracurriculars. Not one, not band, not drama, not sports, no. I just went to school to get through school and be done.
She's too
I was just there.
Too busy working on her tood.
That's right.
See what I know?
Yeah. What size do you want, Sherry?
Have an extra large.
Okay. All right. I will set one up at the front counter for you.
Thanks.
Love it. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Sherry, thanks for being part of the...
Have a great day, you two.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, love it.
Take care.
Thanks. See ya.
Yep.
Bye, five.
Josh gets so not mad, but, you know, I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so. I graduated with so-and-so. I went to school with so-and-so. He's like, is there anybody you didn't go to school with in this town? So, yeah, love it.
You make a good point. You were born and raised here.
Yeah.
And you've been in the restaurant, retail.
My entire working career, so, yeah.
So, of course, you know everybody.
Yeah, so that's great. I love it. I remember Sherry. Of course I do.
You're just coming off a very busy...
Yes. So last Friday, I had Chiefs Heartland United Way fundraiser. That was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. And Grub and Spuds was there. And so Chief bought everybody chili from the Grub and Spuds. And so... when I got there, they had these giant cinnamon rolls, and I'm like, what are the cinnamon rolls? Like, that's kind of a weird thing, but then they were doing the chili. And the great thing is, when everything's done and there's still cinnamon rolls left, of course, the girls don't want to take them. Lori, do you want some cinnamon rolls? And I'm like, well, okay, if I have to.
How come they don't want to take them?
Well, they got all this other stuff to take, you know? Do you know what I mean? And I just made sure to place myself right around there when it was, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
Strategically placed next to the food that I might be able to take home.
And then Sunday I was out at the finish line for the title company thing, and that was so fun. Our friend Amy, thank you for that. And last night I did Bonavilla. Bonavilla had a builder's meeting thing out at the new hotel, the Spring Hill Suites. And that was a lot of fun, too. So my point being, it doesn't have to be Christmas parties or anything. It can be any event you want to kill a couple hours, hour and a half, 2 hours with something fun to do instead of everybody just sitting around staring at each other and whatever. I'll come and entertain you.
These trivia events that you put on, successful for you, but they're well received by everybody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's good for me because it's people that wouldn't normally encounter me with what I do. And the nice thing is these like normal people, you know, I know how when I say that normal people, like they're like, that was so much fun. Thank you so much. You know, when everybody tells me thank you or even like, all right, Lori, you know, thanks. And then everybody's like, you know, I love that. It's, you know, feeds my ego, but I love that people have fun. And
that's what it's all about.
I promise we will have fun. Speaking of, though, the 25th, so that is 10 days from now, I will be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits for my Halloween music bingo.
Nice.
We'll have all Halloween songs, but then I ask the trivia questions about the years the songs came out. And that's another way to get a ticket to win. You guys are one of my sponsors, and Velocity Clinical Research, Crystal over there, is putting together like these little prize pack things that are sweet. I'm going to have to keep one for myself.
What's too early to play the Monster Mash?
You asked this last week.
Last week was too early. Is it still too early?
Yes. You can only play it on Halloween.
Oh, no, I disagree.
How about the Wednesday before?
People
we'll
have
play it.
People have 9-foot skeletons on their
they
front
do.
Lawn. I can't play Bobby Boris Pickett.
Boris, I think that's who it is. Isn't it?
It is.
Wow, you're weird.
Couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you much about what's going on in the economy or in
right,
the world or
but you
history.
Know who sings the Monster Mash? I love it.
You know why? It's because it was a graveyard smash.
Okay.
Lori, thanks for hanging out. You're
yes.
at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow.
Yep.
For Lori's full schedule on Facebook, it's GI Trivia.
Love it. Appreciate it.
Quit your jibber jabber. Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.